Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article that pulls no punches.
It's called AI Backlash Turns Violent, What Every Business Leader Must Do Now, by Brett Allegre Wood on the Anabu AI blog. And the title is accurate.
Sam Altman's home was firebombed last week. A 20-year-old drove from Texas to San Francisco, threw an incendiary device at the gate of Altman's $27 million home, then showed up at OpenAI's headquarters trying to smash through the glass doors with a chair.
Threatening to burn the building down. He now faces attempted murder charges and potentially federal domestic terrorism charges. Authorities found a manifesto warning about humanity's extinction at the hands of AI.
And the following day, two more men were arrested for discharging a firearm near the same property. Three separate attacks in 3 days.
Brett is very clear about what that means. This is not isolated extremism. It is the violent tip of a much broader sentiment that is reshaping how the public views the technology your business depends on.
And the polling data in the article confirms exactly that. A new Gallup poll shows less than a fifth of Gen Z feels hopeful about AI. A third say it makes them actively angry.
Nearly half say it makes them afraid. These are the people you're trying to hire and sell to. And the anger is rooted in real economic pressure. Bloomberg data in the article shows 43% of young graduates are underemployed right now. AI was cited as the direct cause of over 55,000 job cuts in the U.S. last year alone, a 12-fold increase from just 2 years prior. So when tech leaders are promising a future where people will barely need to work, and your staff are watching that while struggling with rent and inflation?
You've got a tinderbox. That's Brett's word, and it fits.
Now, here's where it gets personal for business owners. While all this external pressure is building, there's a different kind of problem running inside your own company, and most leaders have no idea. The shadow AI issue. A study highlighted in the Harvard Business Review shows that while only 40% of companies have purchased official AI subscriptions, employees from over 90% of those companies are using personal tools for work tasks every single day. Client proposals, financial reports, confidential meeting notes, all going into public chatbots with zero enterprise security and no audit trail. And the instinct is to ban it, which doesn't work. It just drives the behavior underground and makes it invisible. Brett's point is that if you ban the tools, you don't stop the usage. You just lose all oversight. The BBVA example in the article is the right model here. They recognized the scale of shadow AI usage and deployed a secure enterprise version of ChatGPT across the whole organization. But the how matters as much as the what. They didn't mandate it from the top. They gave licenses to motivated champions inside each business unit and let peer-to-peer adoption build from there.
And the numbers are striking. Scaled from 3,000 to 11,000 active users in under a year. 83% weekly usage rates. Employees saving 2 to 5 hours a week. Over 4,800 custom internal tools built by staff for their own workflows. That's AI genuinely augmenting a workforce. Compare that to what Duolingo tried. Their CEO publicly backed away last week from a policy that evaluated employees on their AI usage after significant internal pushback. He admitted forcing AI adoption through performance reviews was counterproductive. If one of the most tech-forward companies in the world can't mandate AI adoption without blowback, the lesson is clear. You cannot mandate trust. There's one more risk Brett flags that most owners won't have on their radar. The data center backlash. At least $18 billion worth of projects have been blocked. A further $46 billion delayed over the past 2 years. 25 data center projects were canceled in 2025 alone after community pushback. The state of Maine just passed the first legislative ban on new data centers in the country. The concerns are utility bills, water use, noise, property values, everyday kitchen table issues. So if your AI operations run on cloud infrastructure, your costs are now tied to political fights happening in town halls thousands of kilometers away. That risk needs to be in your plan. Brett lays out 4 actions. The first is to acknowledge the anxiety publicly and inside your own business. Position AI as something that augments what your people do and frees them from drudgery. Say it out loud. Mean it. The one I prioritize this week is the shadow AI audit. Your people are already pasting sensitive client data into public chatbots. That data exposure is happening right now. Find out which tools are in use and move immediately to provide a secure, ring-fenced alternative. And stop issuing mandates. Find the people in your business who are already experimenting and give them room to teach their colleagues. Adoption moves fastest peer-to-peer, not from the top down. The full article is at anabu.ai. All four actions are laid out there in detail. And if you want this working inside your own business, you can book a free AI audit at anabu.ai. They'll show you exactly where your exposure sits and what to do about it. Good place to start.